Just south of Arizona, a group of young Sonorans spent a week hiking, camping, and learning about borderlands restoration. It's an effort to bring together budding conservation leaders in Mexico and create connections many believe are key to addressing ecological challenges in the U.S. and Mexico. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk, Kendall Blust traveled to northeastern Sonora to bring us this story.
Anais Blanco buckles her seatbelt and puts a large white van into gear, then takes off on the rough dirt road leading to Rancho Los Ojos Calientes. It's part of the protected Cuenca Los Ojos Reserve, where she's co-facilitating a week-long field course for 8 young Sonoran conservationists packed into the back of the van. She says the course is designed not only to teach them about major restoration issues in the Arizona-Sonora borderlands, but also leadership skills they'll take back to their home communities. The Arizona-based Borderlands Restoration Network has offered the course for several years now, but this is the first time it's entirely in Mexico, in Spanish, and for Sonoran students and young professionals. They spent 7 days camping in the borderlands and learning from experts on restoration economy, wildlife corridors, native seed collection and plant propagation, and building rock structures like this one to control the flow of water and prevent erosion. It's a warm Friday afternoon, and the students, decked out in long-sleeved shirts and protective wide-brimmed hats, collect rocks to build terraces on the hillside. Sofia Vasquez says she's struck by how useful basic techniques can be in restoration. In just a few days, they've soaked up a variety of practical skills, and they'll use those skills to develop projects back home, like a pollinator garden, a native plant nursery, even a business using parts of agave plants discarded in the production of the Sonoran spirit Bacanora. Trekking through Cajon Bonito, a box canyon tucked into the southern edge of the Peloncillo Mountains less than 4 miles from the Arizona border, they periodically wade through the perennial stream, identifying native plants.
Sprinkling can be found in elevations from 2,500.
And tracks left by raccoons. And black bears.
No!
For many, it's the first time they've visited the sky islands of Arizona and Sonora, and perhaps more important than the skills they've learned, some say, are the connections they've made with each other and this place.
El entusiasmo para continuar.
Music plays in the background as Sofia Vargas brushes soft green paint on a flower-filled mural in the border town of Agua Prieta. The field school crew collaborated with the binational nonprofit Border Arts Corridor to create a public art piece highlighting native plants like ocotillos, Arizona poppies, and thistles.
Pero luego ves que sí hay muchas cosas que son posibles.
Vargas says confronting the challenges of conservation and climate change can be demoralizing, but collaborating with others in the field makes it feel possible and keeps her going.
We are building this little network here in Sonora.
Jorge Chacon co-facilitated the course with Blanco. He says when it's over, participants will go back to communities across the state, now with a support system, and equally important, cross-border ties with Borderlands Restoration and its partners.
There's no sides. As an ecologist, as a biologist, you learn that there's this land, all these ecosystems, that are like the same line.
He says because ecosystems in Arizona and Sonora are shared, much of the restoration work needed here requires binational collaboration. Miranda Diaz says seeing firsthand these connections and the ways they're broken by the border and border wall is what will stay with her most from this week.
Ver tú cómo ese...
From animals that for generations have crossed back and forth between Arizona and Sonora, now trapped on one side, to families separated by pandemic travel restrictions and migrants struggling to find a way north, she says most Sonorans know about these realities, but it's different experiencing it up close. Blanco, the group facilitator, grew up near the border. She says helping her peers understand the interactions between humans and the environment is part of why she wanted to lead the program. Because it's integral to ecological conservation. Yes, she says, it's about the health of land, water, and wildlife, but also of individuals and communities that live in and move through the borderlands.
Somos seres migrando, como lo somos todos.
After all, she says, in the end, we're all just migratory creatures. For KJZZ News, I'm Kendall Blust, reporting from Agua Prieta.